Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. It is February 20th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. And hello to those. Let's see who's coming in. I saw New Jersey and Texas and Ohio. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Maryland. Hello to those in Maryland who are watching tonight. Virginia. Hello, hello, Pennsylvania, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Isn't that nice? Yep, we know a savior that was born in Bethlehem, but that's Bethlehem in Jerusalem. So, but it's nice to know there's a Bethlehem, Pennsylvania out there. Vermont, Atlanta, Florida, Michigan, Maine, North Carolina, Tennessee, Bahamas. Hello to our friends in the Bahamas, Minnesota, California. Let's see who else is coming in. Quite a few Ohio's jumping in tonight. That's good because you're in the word. Breezy Point, New York. Hello to our neighbors in New York, as well as our international audience that is coming in as well. I see Arizona and Alabama coming in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And we'll wait for our international audience here to jump on. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Someone just put there in America. Well, that's nice to know. Brazil. Oh, Brazil, you got to stay. I saw Brazil. I saw Brazil in the chat. I saw iChurch in the chat just now. So basically, you're coming in from all over. Brazil, we have to talk about you at the end of the word tonight. So stay tuned for that. Let's see who else is Australia. Hello to our neighbors across the world in Australia. So glad to have you with us. And we have a fiery, fiery word from the Lord that the Lord gave me this morning. There is a lot to go over in this. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it. It is intense. The Hamans have indeed gone out to hunt, but boy, does the Lord have a surprise for them in this time and in this season. I felt the presence of the Lord come into the room. We'll talk about that this morning. There are other things that the Lord was showing me too that I'm going to hold on to for next time, and I'm praying on them. But there is, I'm trying to think how to describe this. There, it's just the time we are in is such a unique time for the church and prophetically, and to watch what is happening. The Lord even showed me something about 2040 that I might disclose tonight, but even all the way to 2040, the Lord showed me something that I may just want to mention at the end tonight. So let's open up in prayer. Hello to those of you who are jumping on right now. Hello, hello. So let me open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into the word. And at the end, I'll talk about maybe the 2040. I'll write that down, but Brazil too. Something huge has happened that we have to talk about. Also, we are on Pope Watch 2025 as well, because I don't know what else to call it, but the Pope is in the hospital in pretty serious shape. And the Lord had said, and the word I delivered last week, I didn't know the Pope was in the hospital, that there would be smoke soon coming from the chimneys of the Vatican, I guess. There was something in that word about that. So let's open up in prayer, and we'll get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Do your most precious, powerful, holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Help us to take up our cross, Father God, and follow you daily. Father, we just humble ourselves before you. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Father God, we all fall so incredibly short of your glory. We praise you. Your mercies are new, Lord, every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. Lord, he reconciled us back to you. He paid the highest price. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, Father, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Father God. Lord, fill this place with your presence, your might, Father God, that your power would mightily go forth tonight, that your glory would mightily go forth, that people would feel the weight of your glory tonight, that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, would mightily go forth as the counselor, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Lord, as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me the humble privilege and our team of being vessels, Lord, of your power, Father God. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, interference, sabotage, and any harm that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, and weak, willing vessels would attempt. In the name of Jesus Christ, I apply the blood of Jesus. I rebuke all that now and command in the name of Jesus Christ to be destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, rendered powerless. Their communication lies disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, in areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. We say this day, Hashiveinu Adonai, come to us, Lord. Come to us, Lord, this day, Father God. Lord, we just submit to you. You are the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, Father God. We praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those jumping on. You know, there was a name I kept hearing all day, and the name was Karen. And I have been hearing that since I have been praying this morning. And Karen, if you're watching, Karen, you have a heart condition and the Lord is touching your heart. He is touching the chambers of your heart and he is healing you, Karen. You have been crying out. You have even been doubtful if God can heal. And the Lord is saying this day, yes, he can. And yes, he will if you will submit to him. So please, Karen, if you are watching, please heed this, receive it, and allow the Lord to do an incredible work in your life. There are times I hear this from the Lord, and it's normally when it's a dire situation. And just know that the Lord in this hour is touching heart conditions. He's touching heart conditions. He's touching the arteries. He's opening up the arteries. He's literally healing the physical conditions of the heart. He's healing congestive heart failure, and he is healing the emotional conditions of the heart in this hour, and he is making it right in this hour for his people that will come to him with a spirit of humility and a spirit of reverence, and he heals the brokenhearted, and that is what he's doing. He is binding up the brokenhearted in this hour, and he is literally, as the great physician Jehovah Rapha, going into the heart and fixing those conditions. That created me a clean heart, oh God, Psalm 51, you should be saying that every day, because the arteries that are blocked are becoming unblocked in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Lord is going to expect you to change your habits, but he is unlocking and unblocking what has been blocking your arteries, what has been causing you to be unwell. He is bringing your heart back into order in this hour. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Father. Let that go forth and accomplish all that has been spoken in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. Thank you, Lord. All right. So fiery word from the Lord we have to go over came about 8 a.m. this morning. I had been feeling it stir, and I felt the presence of the Lord. Whenever I feel the presence of the Lord enter the room for a word, I'm on the floor. So basically, I need to be in the right posture and right heart posture in order to receive it. And so I was on the floor as Toby and Missy were throwing themselves all over me, just trying to focus on the Lord at the moment. And presence of the Lord entered. I received this word. It is jam-packed. It is fiery. So if you could please share this broadcast right now, we would very much appreciate it, because there is a lot in there we have to cover tonight. Also, Cash Patel was confirmed today. That's one. And also, allegedly, it is coming out. I'm only saying allegedly just because. But it's confirmation coming out that Obama's birth certificate is indeed a fraud. So the part two of the dream that I had, which we'll probably go over next week, where Michelle Obama goes, "Don't worry, we're going to get him." Well, it seems somebody done got him, and it's coming out in the open. So just stay tuned for that, because we're going to be talking about that as well. And also, why did the Lord give me this word today? Well, he told me to look at the date. The date is 2/20/2025, or 2/20/25, we'll say, right? 2 + 20. Plus 25 equals 47, which is the presidency we are currently in at this moment. So it's amazing that this is what happened and this is how it was given. But the date today actually equals the presidency that we are at right now, which is quite incredible. And the Lord pointed that out to me this morning. I perceive it to be the Lord. While I was typing the word, I saw that. So let's begin with the word tonight. And then we'll get into the two other things at the end, 2040 and Brazil. So I have that written down to just quickly talk about after. Okay. All capital praise, honor, glory be to the Lord of hosts, Almighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the government shall rest upon his capital shoulders. All creation cries out to the creator of the heavens and the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Lord is throned on high. His eyes wander to and fro across the earth and sees deep into the matters of men and nations. The Lord is announcing and coming forth from his holy habitation in this time. And to his capital kingdom, there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, take courage, my capital children. In an hour where the enemy attempts to release fear and instability, to get your focus off of what I, the Lord, am doing in this hour. Fear, capital, and rebellion have been sent together into the earth, and the nations where events happening in tandem are meant to cause fear and uncertainty and doubt, capital, in a time where my people need to be grounded, steadfast, firm watchmen, holding their position, being sober-minded and vigilant, for the enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Lincoln and Washington, watch those areas, that's capital, where such is named, for the enemy is attempting, along with corrupt hosts, to make a vicious statement in this hour by attacking such with names who sat in high leadership in this nation, going back to its inception, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the prince of the power of the air has gone out amongst the air to attack what is above within the skies, what is within the airwaves, attempting to utilize such to cause that spirit of Haman, that spirit of Amalek, to bring forth an outcry in this hour greater than the former, for it looks to expel and cause another inquisition. It looks to go forth, for Haman has gone out to hunt, says the Lord. Haman has gone out to hunt. If the Lord repeats that twice, he's putting emphasis on that. On the 13th day of the 12th month, says the Lord, your year within the earth, Haman and the snake, the serpent, are connected, says the Lord. So 13th day of the 12th month, 13 plus 12 is 25. and we're in 2025. So the Lord says on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is when Haman wanted to strike the Jews, says the Lord, your year within the earth, Haman and the snake, the serpent, are connected, says the Lord. It has collided within the same year, for the super predator is rearing up for a strike, says the Lord, for an attempted strike within your nation of America, for an attempted strike in England, in Spain, says the Lord. Spain, says the Lord, darkness is approaching you and will overtake you if you do not turn from your rhetoric in this hour. For if you do not turn, your leadership shall be shaken, your wage paid, and your plans of persecution exposed before the earth. The bulls shall turn and trample you, says the Lord, for what you so do, for that spirit of Haman has been whispering in your ear. Oh, it has, says the Lord. Haman, apartheid, are the same persecuting spirit designed to appeal to different peoples within the earth. And it is bringing an outcry in this hour. It is bringing blasphemous charges and accusations in this hour. For that spirit of accusation is turning on Europe, says the Lord. Oh, France, your relationship with the Vatican is about to fracture. You make missteps, O leadership, and a very large crack is about to come forth and shall be pulled, capital, from the depths of what has been hidden deep in your official buildings. The evidence, capital, of such shall come forth, for you have entered the persecuting, you have entertained this persecuting spirit. You have entertained a spirit of lawlessness and antichrist. And for such your wage shall be paid this year, says the Lord. For the year of the Purim reversals is about to begin, says the Lord. A year of reversals, overturnings, sifting, shaking, shock, says the Lord. Shock, that's all capital. The people of France need to call on me, capital, the Lord their God, in this hour, for revival is at the door. However, says the Lord, a lawless one waits at the door as well. People of France, gird up your loins and fight through faith for your nation, capitals. Cry out to me and I shall suddenly cause an event that removes your leader in such scandal and shame that France will declare a holiday of freedom from such bondage, says the Lord. The spirit of Cain, C-A-I-N, the spirit of Cain, that same spirit that enticed Cain, has gone out into capitals within your nation, meaning America, says the Lord. It has gone out to entice leaders to err in this time, to heed the advice of Cain and forsake the ways of Abel that were good and pleasing before me, says the Lord. Cain shall be marked and removed, says the Lord, for what comes forth, the manipulations, the games, the strange sacrifice, that the heart was never right before me, says the Lord. The time of Cain's removal within the church for bringing strange sacrifice and destroying their brethren has come, says the Lord. Cain represents abominations within the house of God, says the Lord, as in Ezekiel. Come, says the Lord, and I will show you greater abominations. For women, capital, were weeping for Tammuz. That's Ezekiel 7, I believe. Women, capital, out of order, worshiping a false divine son, and so putting their trust in such, and bringing it amongst the people. Women within the temple bringing in falsities, causing disorder, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am calling such into order, says the Lord. I am calling such into order in this time. For I, the Lord, am calling order to return within the church. I am calling order amongst my capital people. I am calling for purification, sanctification, and a time of cleansing of the house of God. I, the Lord, have established faith amongst my people. I, the Lord, have allowed such to be established in your nation. The office of faith, says the Lord, needs to be a place of prayer, holiness, prophecy, and reverence. Not business as usual, says the Lord. Not pomp and circumstance. Not so it gives an air of holiness to the people. Capital. that office will come into order, says the Lord, and will be a beacon of light and salt upon my word. However, says the Lord, there must be adjustment. And I, the Lord, am making such in this time. Intercede and pray, says the Lord, for that office. And watch what I, the Lord, raise up out of such, for it will surprise many. The turn it's about to take, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I, the Lord, am about to pull out of Indonesia a hub where serious attacks were planned, a hub that looks so unassuming, however, is about to be brought forth into the light. For I, the Lord, see the migration of the hubs of terror. I see it, says the Lord, and I, the Lord, shall expose such with turkey's hand in the pot. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, an attack on Israel in the midst of exchange. Capitals. O Israel, be alert in this time, for Haman has gone out to hunt, says the Lord. Be alert that you are not struck around the time of Purim, says the Lord, for it is marked, says the Lord. The enemy desires to make a mark for his kingdom at such a time and cause attacks and shakings within a two-week window from Purim, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, have marked such, capitals, for great reversals within the earth, within your nation of America, within Canada, within Mexico, within Europe. Finland, says the Lord, shall come to the forefront, says the Lord. All capital still. England is about to be turned over, for the crescendo, the boiling point has been reached, that they have allowed demons to bring such outcries against me and my children, says the Lord. Scandal out of England. A pact was made, says the Lord. A pact was made of Parliament, says the Lord. You took from the pot, says the Lord, of the Philistines. You indulged and you have handsomely been paid to look the other way by nations who have a foothold now in your laws. However, says the Lord, I'm about to break that foot and cripple members of your parliament and those who follow the way of Ishmael for what you have done, for the time of reckoning within the earth has come, and I, the Lord, am opening the books at this appointed time within the nations and judging accordingly, says the Lord. This is a time, says the Lord, of reckoning and of promotion for my people, capitals, amidst the outcry to destroy. I, the Lord, promoted Esther and Mordecai, says the Lord. The enemy is out for blood. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. However, says the Lord, I have come to give life and life more abundant. That's capital. I have positioned capital, my people for promotion, who are steadfast in this time, who speak truth, who obey, and do my will, says the Lord, my will, and do not speak with a company of voices such as Ahab's prophets did. I am calling the Micaiahs in this time, says the Lord, for it is my truth that will destroy such plans in this time. That's all capitals. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, pray for Louisiana near New Orleans. A school has been marked for the enemy to take prey. Now, it's spelled P-R-A-Y and in parentheses P-R-E-Y. However, the prayers of my people, capital, shall expose such. For Louisiana attempted to bring forth, capital, my law, my commandments, and establish such. And the enemy looks to destroy such. Pray, and it shall be exposed before carnage occurs, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the forts, an attack on the forts is coming. They have coordinated such. forts where the gold is, forts where reserve is, forts that have symbolic names attached to the freedom of your nation. Capitals. The forts, says the Lord, I shall expose the cells. I shall expose the plans. China and Ishmael have come together, says the Lord, and that snake has laid eggs. I, the Lord, shall hatch them prematurely so that offspring shall not survive. For the snake has gone out to dens to lay eggs, says the Lord, and one shall hatch near India, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the collection of gods amongst the White House will be cleansed, says the Lord. For they look to destroy faith, and a collection has been welcomed in. And I, the Lord, shall fracture those gods, and some attached shall be exited. And you shall be shocked, says the Lord, for I see the condition of the heart and the motive, capital, that man cannot see. Do not cheer for their gods, says the Lord. Pray for their souls, for clashing of false gods is brewing beneath the surface that will attempt to disrupt the work. And I, the Lord, shall in a sobering and by force drive such out. For one has gotten in through the back door, and their plans are for the harm of leadership, not good. The back door of the White House. Watch who you let in. The back door. Watch who you let in the back door, for they have plotted on the bottom floor and on the east lawn, says the Lord. This shall and will be exposed, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Pursue such in this time through my word, and where I, the Lord, direct you, for a female Fauci has been positioned, says the Lord. My people, I have given unto you the power, capitals, to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt you. This, capitals, this may be the year of the snake. However, says the Lord, this is the year of the rising up of my people and trampling that serpent across the earth. The leadership of China shall find themselves trampled in a stampede of my doing, since you worship what crawls on its belly, since you worship a pot-bellied dwarf that has no power. I, the Lord, shall trample your tender. I shall trample your money. I, the Lord, shall cause an implosion within your financial markets as you attempt to constrict other nations. O China, including the very serious maneuver you are about to make against Taiwan. As you constrict, O serpent, I, the Lord, shall constrict your markets, your false images. A very large monument of a false god in China shall break and fall as a sign, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals, bridges, says the Lord. Watch the bridges in your nation with symbolic names to your freedom, for another round is about to occur with such. Pray and intercede, for some of these plans will falter at the prayer of the saints and will not have the effect desired. The largest bridge in your nation, pray, says the Lord, pray. Capitals. Another Oklahoma City has been set in motion, says the Lord, for panic has ensued at confirmations and removals within your agencies that are bureaus. I, the Lord, call forth for its exposure, says the Lord, to distract and put a stop work order within those agencies to prevent rightful leadership from taking the helm. Dearborn, says the Lord, Dearborn, a Trojan horse. An olive branch shall come forth, rejected, O leadership, in the highest seats of your land. Trump them, says the Lord. Trump them. And that's all capitals. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I, the Lord, am calling your faith deeper in this time. Listen for me and my capital word, for faith is the evidence of things unseen and the substance of things hoped for. I, the Lord, am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Demons are diligent, my children. You should be even more diligent in my capital work, for your diligence in this season shall be rewarded. The enemy attempts to weary the minds within the airwaves and cause panic. Be diligent with my work. Do not let those who are trying to stop the work succeed. Be as Nehemiah. Be as Ezra. Diligently work, rebuild, expose the works of darkness, and be a beacon and a light within the nation, for the fire of the Holy Spirit is touching down in areas of your nation, says the Lord. Ohio, says the Lord. Kansas, says the Lord. Pennsylvania, says the Lord. Michigan, says the Lord. The Wolverines, says the Lord. There shall be revival in that area, says the Lord. Texas A&M, revival, says the Lord. Columbia, Harvard, Pace, revival, says the Lord. Renewal and revival. The younger generation shall cry for my son Jesus Christ, for they have been wearied and enchained by agendas of demons. And I, the Lord, am in a spectacle breaking that in this time. The serpent of wokeism shall have a muzzle put on for a time, as I, the Lord, expose their crimes. The heads who claim lives matter. The heads who claim lives matter are about to fall, says the Lord. And the serpent rainbow of the perverse agenda shall have one of the largest fractures, falls, and scandals in this time. For that cup of iniquity has become full, says the Lord, and deliverance is at the door of those who have lived in a deception of perversion. That community shall turn. That community shall turn to me, says the Lord, in a public way, and tear their lettered agenda and weaken it for a time. Cleave unto me, says the Lord. Armor yourselves in my word, says the Lord, and know this day you serve a mighty God who is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord. Change your word, says the Lord, and you shall change your atmosphere. Do not let the enemy in this time get you to curse and hinder yourself through your own spoken words, for that must be flipped, and many of you will begin to break free of decades of bondage, for I am waking up my capital people to speak the word in an unprecedented time and cause it to be heard by the nations. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of my son Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good thing I got my fan on because I was heating up reading that word. Okay. Lot in here. Long word. The date of the word itself, for those of you just jumping on, is 2/20/25. When you add that together, it equals 47, which is the presidency we are in. The Lord is marking this date right now for America. That is why he had me give this on this day, because the Hamans have gone out to hunt. Purim is marked by a blood moon this year, and we are going to see some incredible things happen because of that. And we are entering a time, a season, a year of Purim reversals. We are entering a year, but for that to happen, sometimes, like just in the book of Esther, things come to the brink of destruction and the Lord does an incredible reversal. I believe that's about to happen as well with Hamas and these hostages in Israel. This is going to be a let my people go moment with Almighty God and God the Father. This is what this is going to be in this time. This is going to be a let my people go, and Hamas and Haman are separated by one letter, just one. Hamas, H-A-M-A-S, Haman, H-A-M-A-N. That is by no accident that is going on. So when the Lord is saying too, the Hamans have gone out to hunt that spirit into the earth, right? He's talking about a very ancient spirit. And Haman and Hamas are separated by one letter. And there is going to be a plague that hits the camp of Hamas. That is by Almighty God, that is going to cause them to so quickly give up the rest of those hostages. God is decreeing it from his throne this day that they will give them up. This is a spirit of Pharaoh you are up against to try to get these hostages back. And we are coming into that time between Purim and Passover where Almighty God from his throne stands and comes forth from his holy habitation and says, let my people go. And you're going to see that happen in this time. That is coming in this time. Pray and intercede before the throne of God into that, because God is going to do an incredible work and there is going to be a holy fire rain down on their camps for continuing to trickle it across and for the blood of innocence that was shed. That blood of Abel cries out in the earth right now before the throne of God. Do you believe he will not answer in this time? This is why he's talking about Cain and Abel in this word too, for the same reason. God is redeeming the innocent in this time. And you are going to hear, let my people go, echo across the earth in this time. It is a very serious time we are entering. And there is a full eclipse over Spain this year. There is a full eclipse approaching Spain in the summer of this year. Keep that in mind also, because when that hits Europe, watch what gets turned over in Europe. Watch what gets turned over in Spain. We're watching these things happen for a reason. Now, I want to play for you this. It's a clip from the word from the Lord from last week. Something very serious has happened in Brazil that was talked about last week in the word of the Lord, warning. And we have had now something break in Brazil and be pulled out from its depths, that it's only the beginning of what's about to happen in Brazil. So let's play the clip now, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Peru, says the Lord, an outcry out of Peru is coming. Brazil, this is capitals. Brazil is about to be shaken. A whirlwind shall hit, and that nation shall shake. The capital is about to be turned over, and what has been hidden underground will come before the world, says the Lord. Shock. That's what he says. Jesus says shock, and he moves on. This is still capitals. A lab in Brazil, a high security lab. The inner chambers of the judges are compromised, says the Lord. They are compromised. The high court of Brazil is about to see a scandal not seen in decades, says the Lord. For I have ordered it forth, says the Lord. For they toy with devils and demons and call them in. And this, says the Lord, is about to change. The highest statue will be struck, says the Lord. It shall. Okay, so that was the word. Let's put up the article of what is coming out of Brazil, what just happened. Breaking news. Brazil's former president, Bolsonaro, charged over alleged coup that included a plan to poison Lula. And if we scroll down, I'll read it a little bit to you, because this came out February 18th. So this article came out 2 days ago. The word of the Lord was given last Thursday. Brazil's prosecutor general on Tuesday formally charged former president Jair Bolsonaro with attempting a coup to stay in office after his 2022 election defeat in a plot that included a plan to poison his successor and current president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and kill a Supreme Court judge. What did the Lord say about that? We should go back and play that again, because the Lord had talked about the high court in Brazil. Let me hear. I could go actually to the word here. I can go to the word here and we'll do it that way so we don't have to replay the clip. Okay. The High Court of Brazil is about to see a scandal not seen in decades, says the Lord. For I have ordered it forth, says the Lord. For they toy with devils and demons and call them in. And this, says the Lord, is about to change. And he says the highest statue will be struck. What does it say in that news article? We can put it back up. Because this is prophecy fulfilling in an incredible way. Okay, poison his successor and current president, okay, Lula, and kill a Supreme Court judge. What did they talk about the Supreme Court in Brazil? In Brazil, they were going to see scandal they haven't seen in decades. This was last Thursday. This word of the Lord was delivered. And now breaking news happened just 2 days ago. This comes out and it gets pulled from the underbelly of Brazil. This plan for a coup, a poisoning of the current president, and to kill a Supreme Court judge. And why? Because, oh, here we go. They have it here. Let's read the rest of it. Included a plan to poison Lula and shoot dead Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes, a foe of the former president. Watch the Supreme Courts in South America, in America itself, our nation of the United States, in England as well as Canada. Watch the Supreme Court justices in those areas, because this is the beginning prophetically of scandal that's about to break out in the high courts of South America, in the high courts of the United States of America, in the high courts of Canada, in the high courts of England, right? So watch for that, because they're going to have to step down in this hour. There's going to be a reversal in this hour. We are entering the time of the Purim reversals. And so they're going to have to step down in this hour. And scandal after scandal is going to come forth from the Supreme Court justices within the earth, especially our nation, Canada, South America, England. They're going to come out. Their briefcases are going to be open. Their robes are going to be lifted up. Their nakedness is going to be exposed. And they're going to have to step down, some of them, in this time for what has been done. Two will have to step down in this nation. Two will have to step down in the Supreme Court in this nation, in this season, for the scandal that is about to come forth and out of that area. Now, one more thing. What 2040? I have to talk to you about 2040 for a minute. This came out of left field this morning when I was spending time with the Lord. But our 50th president in this nation comes in 2040. 2040 would be the jubilee of our presidencies. It would be the 50th president. In the Jewish calendar, the 50th is the Jubilee. It takes seven Shemitahs normally on the Jewish calendar, which is a seven-year cycle. Seven of those, which is 49, the next year is the Jubilee. So our 50th president in this nation would be the Jubilee. It would also be in 2040. Now, I'm going to show you something. 20 plus 40 is 60, so there's a six. 2 plus 4 is 6. And our elections in 2040 are being held Tuesday, November 6. There are 3 sixes within that election of 2040. And it's also the 50th, which is the Jubilee, which has to do with divine reversals. So 2040 is when I believe you're going to see something very serious come on the scene in the earth that's going to drastically change the trajectory of the earth and of this nation going forward. I think that's where a very, very drastic turn is going to be taken. And I believe we have to pray now, because there is contained within our elections in 2040, the 50th president, which has to do with the Jubilee, which is what has been stolen, giving back, reversals, slaves being set free. However, contained within the date of that election are 3 sixes, because you have 20 plus 40 is 60. You have 2 plus 4 is 6. And the election itself is being held Tuesday, November 6th, 2040. There's three sixes that are contained within this. And so that is something that I was shown this morning about the 50th presidency that we will approach in the year 2040. And I believe, now, interestingly enough too, right, 40, biblically speaking, has to do with the end of one era and the beginning of another. It has to do with testing and judgment, severe testing and judgment, heavy testing and judgment, weighty testing and judgment. That is the time we will enter, I believe, when we get around the time 2040. So we have to seriously pray about that, because there is something to this with this. Now, I'm sure the Lord over time will show me more. This is what he showed me this morning about this as I was in prayer. It sort of came out of left field when he showed it to me. And it's interesting because, you know, when we get to 2028 is our next election in this nation. 2028 is the next Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar. The 2008 banking crisis happened on a Shemitah year. Obama was elected on a Shemitah year. Coming right out of that Shemitah year, Obama was elected. There are very serious world events that happen on Shemitah years, and that is coinciding 2028 with the Shemitah year, with the election in our nation, and with the Olympics coming to U.S. soil with their blasphemous ceremonies in no other place than Los Angeles, California, which Gavin Newsom just allowed to be torched. So what I'm saying is 2028 is a target year. 2040, by these calculations, By looking at this, very serious year we have to pray into. I'm going to pray more about it. I don't have any more to give you right now about it, but I will pray. I will seek the Lord. That is what the Lord gave me for that. So just pray into that. Also with the word, pray, test the spirit. You're dealing with a spirit of Haman and a spirit of Cain. They're very similar spirits. They are both out to destroy who God favors. The spirit of Haman and the spirit of Cain are working in tandem right now within the earth to try to destroy who God favors. And that is why God in this time is raising up Esthers and Mordecais. He's raising up those to oppose the spirits and the hosts that willingly want to do their bidding. This is why this is the time of the reversals that we are entering right now. This is why the Lord is raising up those that will have the heart of Abel, that will have the heart of Joseph. You see, Joseph was another version of Cain and Abel, except Joseph had a bunch of brothers then trying to kill them because he saw Joseph was favored. The same spirit that was involved in Cain and Abel is the same spirit that was involved with Joseph and his brothers. And the Lord took Joseph and put him second in command of a pagan nation in order to save his own people. This is what the Lord is going to do with his people in this time. He is raising up Mordecais. He's raising up Esthers. He's raising up Joseph. You're going to see a Joseph raised up to help lead Egypt once again in this time. Out of nowhere, there's going to be a Jewish man that is a Joseph that is going to be raised up to help lead Egypt in this time. So just know that. So just keep these things in mind as we go forth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think this is where I'm going to at least start to wind down for tonight. We do have animal picks. I also have a conference coming up that I'm going to be at that I want to tell you about. And we have to tell you about our blog. Many of us have been writing us about the blog. We're going to explain. You can still see the blog. We are going to give you instruction. So let's do animal picks first. There's Missy and Esther. Esther has decided that Missy is her mother, and she follows Missy around everywhere besides myself. So here they are. They're hanging out actually in the main foyer of the house. Bixby, and I think that's Bruce or Boots. I can't tell from that angle. But there they are hanging out in the cat room on their cat tower. And there's Sadie making a very interesting pose. And she looks like an upside down six. Isn't that interesting? Sadie looks like an upside down six, what we're talking about. And there's Chester walking on by to the food bowls. Oh, here's one of our Muscovy females hanging out inside, keeping warm on these cold days. She looks so pretty. She was hatched here, actually. So she was a baby that came from a rescue that came to us. Here are our two newest sanctuary residents. We took them in the past week. This is Rosie and Valentina. They were owner surrenders. Their owners were moving and could not keep them. So right now they are separated from the other chickens. As you can see how we set it up so they can all get used to each other. And then we're going to integrate them all. They are lovely. They are friendly. We're very happy to have them at Ark of Grace. And here's Toby being the diva that he is and sunning himself outside on the back deck. This is what Toby does when it's nice and sunny. He loves himself some sun. He's a fair weather dog and he goes outside and he suns himself. And there's Bixby always keeping watch of where Cyrus is in the house. So Bixby is still a little afraid of Cyrus. So he's always watching to see where Cyrus is in the house so he can kind of scurry by him. And there's Sadie, one of her favorite spots on top of the washing machine. Sometimes our team will put her bed up there and she gets to hang out on top of the washing machines. Okay, and those are animal picks for the week. If you want to follow Ark of Grace Sanctuary, we have a Facebook page. You can search Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Facebook and you can follow us there. Our team is constantly posting animal content on that site. And we also do at arcofgracesanctuary.org. We have a website. There is an Amazon wish list on that website of things we need for the animals. So there's the Facebook page. There you go. You can go and you can like there and you can follow. And we're always putting up content there for you to see with the animals. Okay. Oh, there's the bunnies. Yep. We just saw the bunnies on the sanctuary site. Now, in March, I'm going to be in Arkansas at Edge Church. There is a conference there as well. I think I'm speaking twice. So I'm speaking March 23rd at Edge Church with Dr. Dwayne Miller and his lovely wife, Cameron. So I will be there. And I believe there's a conference as well that I will be speaking at there with Clay Nash. So I believe Apostle Clay Nash is going to be there. And so I don't know. Do we have that or no? Yes. Okay. March 20th through 22nd. There we go. Clay Nash, Dwayne Miller, Jason Rappert, Mary Bentley, Amanda Grace. So I will be part of that conference as well. So you could go to claynash.org for that. And you could go to the Edge Church with Dr. Dwayne Miller to learn more about the Sunday service that I will be speaking at as well. We're going to put up our social media handles real quick. So here we go. Rumble, YouTube, we're both Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X and TikTok, well, X, we're at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. And TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social, we're all Ark of Grace Ministries. We are on Roku. We have our app in the App Store. Please search on your App Store, Ark of Grace Ministry, and you will see the dove with the olive branch. You can download our app. We do give push notifications on it and go live. So if you could subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. And lastly, we'll put up Sentry H2O and MyPillow. This is a 5-stage water system. It's amazing for you and your pets. Pets can get issues as well from too much high mineral content in the water. This is a 5-stage under the sink treatment system. They also have it for your whole house. So you could use promo code GRACE10, get a 10% discount. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners as well. And there is Duchess with her MyPillow dog bed. So please, action item, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code ARC. You could save up to probably 60, sometimes 80% or more on MyPillow products. They have so many products, including pillows and slippers and amazing dog beds, blankets, towels. They are so much more than just pillows. And a special announcement before we leave tonight, for those of you writing in who are concerned you can't see the blog, we change the names of the blog. So if you go to arcofgrace.org, you will see now current blog and archive blog. The archive blog goes all the way back to 2018. The current blog is on arcofgrace.org, goes back a couple of years. So if you have an old link you've been using, please get rid of that link. Go to arcofgrace.org and you go to blogs and you can click on current blog or archive blog and everything is there. We've been getting a lot of emails. We wanted to help you out. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Thank you to our team. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. We say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, as well as Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, and 3, 14 through 19. They're in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus instructed his disciples to pray this way. We should take note of that. We should follow suit. We should be adopting it into our prayer life because the order of that prayer gets us in the right heart posture when coming before Almighty God. So we encourage you with the word, speak the word, use the word. It's your sword of the spirit. Don't put your sword down right now in this season. So God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll be putting shorts out the rest of the time. And we will be back on early next week. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.